Tonight, if it's clear, the sky will offer one of those cool and easy events that requires no astronomy knowledge whatsoever. The two brightest objects in the night will be floating together. Each is fascinating in its own right. The only object in the night sky that absolutely everyone can identify is, of course, the moon. Well, tonight the moon floats just next to the largest planet, Jupiter. And they're out all night long. So, at your leisure, just step outside and look around. If you have a small telescope, Jupiter will reveal several of its planet-sized moons, as well as its famous belts and stripes, and maybe even more complex detail if the air is steady and the stars are not twinkling. Jupiter arrived at its closest to Earth a month ago, so it's still very favorably placed. The Moon and Jupiter are in the constellation of Leo the Lion, which rides high up in our skies. So this is not one of those events that requires an unblocked horizon. Whether you live in a light-filled city or out in the dark boonies, this will be equally well seen. One of those in-your-face happenings. As for the Moon, it's not full, it's not half, it's not a crescent. It's that other phase, the one that's least well known. Whenever the moon is fatter than half but thinner than full, it has a kind of football shape, the only one that most people cannot identify. It's a gibbous moon. The word comes from an old English one that means protruding like a beer belly. So happens the sun's lighting on the gibbous moon is just about optimum for showing off mountain ranges and craters through any telescope or even high-power binoculars. So once again, if you own a small telescope, this is a great night to drag it out. But even if you don't, check out springtime's two brightest celestial goodies floating together tonight. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.